Howdy, folks. Before I get started today, let me just tell everybody and wish you a happy Easter and a happy Passover. And now, let's get down to the business of America. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. Happy Saturday. You know, it is the Saturday past tax day. I think we're all aware of the government waste, the fraud, the abuse, the using your money to buy other people's votes, to play political games, to reward friends, crony capitalism. You know, it's an unholy alliance between the special interests and the government. And by special interests, I don't mean just corporate special interests. I mean union special interests and minority special interests and certain religious special interests. Did you know that there's an old saying in politics, and that is, people are policy. In other words, if you have a policy that you want implemented, if you have an ideology that you want to inject like a poison pill into an otherwise relatively healthy and functioning system to change it to your design, you have to put the people in place who will do your bidding, who believe in your policy, who will carry your policy to the extremes, always pushing the envelope, in this case, of the law, the Constitution, the will of the American people, and what's right for America. So, you know, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, he's really good at pretending he doesn't know squat. You know, he didn't know about the IRS scandal until you read about it in the papers, and you know, he didn't know anything about how screwed up the healthcare.gov site was. And he didn't know anything about people not being able to keep their policies. And he didn't know anything about this, that, and the other. And by the way, that's a long list. I could spend hours on here telling you what he claims he didn't know anything about, or what his minions in the White House claims he didn't know anything about. But I'll tell you what, in 2008, he said many times, judge me by who I associate with. Now, we know about Reverend Jeremiah Wright, and we know about Bill Ayers, and we know about all that stuff. Not that John McCain did much with it, and neither did Mitt Romney. You know, Barack Obama didn't win any elections. His opponents lost the election. It's a big difference. Hopefully, conservatives have learned a lesson. But Barack Obama appointed incredibly left, incredibly radical people to positions in the White House, in his administration, as his czars, and in his cabinet. So we're going to take him at his word, judge me by whom I associate with. I mean, we're aware of the rogue nature of the Attorney General, Eric Holder. Perjury before Congress, contempt of Congress, refusal to turn over documents, selective enforcement of laws, aiding and abetting, as we've now learned this past week, we were one of the first to break it, aiding and abetting the illegal IRS persecution of conservative groups. And we saw his ridiculous display of trumped-up self-indignation at this last hearing. Don't go there, buddy. You know, these people have forgotten who they work for. See, they think you work for them. My last radio show you should listen to, it was called Truth, Civil Disobedience, and Revolution. But I digress. There's links to this show, which will bring you back so you can listen to my full-blown, hour-long AM shows on the czars that Obama has appointed. This will give you a flavor of who he associates with and who he surrounds himself with. And then, of course, there's Valerie Jarrett, that mystical, shadowy figure who kind of pulls the strings in the White House and who was born, I don't know if you know this, in Iran. In fact, she is the envoy under the cloak of secrecy that originally met with the Iranians in the Mideast which led to the current non-agreement on their nuclear development. I've covered that in shows too. We gave up the sanctions, they continued with the bomb. It's kind of like, you know, we gave up the missile defense in Poland and Czechoslovakia, and Russia took Georgia and Ukraine. So this is a pattern, and it's a repeating pattern without interruption. It's a plan that's being beautifully carried out while they lie through their teeth to you about everything from how many people have enrolled in Obamacare to your doctor, to your hospital, to your premiums going down, to keeping your policy, to I didn't know about the IRS. The IRS was just in Cincinnati. You know, they also persecuted progressive groups. We've now found emails in the last week where Lois Lerner admits it was just conservative groups. I can go on and on. I think you've heard about most of this stuff. What this show is really about is this spider web of people that have been put into various agencies and departments, like Harry Reid's friend who runs the BLM, who tried to kick Bundy's cattle off BLM land so that Harry and his son can further their crony capitalism ties with a Chinese solar company for whom the boundaries of the same BLM area were moved, despite the endangered tortoise, for a solar deal, which Harry and his son profit from. So if you have a spider web, you know, you have all those outlying little bands, and those are the people that have been put into place to create the web. But who is at the center of the web? Who do you think? What big, ugly spider sits at the center of the web, spinning the web, mending the web, maintaining the web, enlarging the web? The web is the czars and the cabinet people, like Kathleen Sebelius, pathetic lady that she is. Harry Reid, treacherous man that he is in the Senate. 180 bills sitting on his desk he won't bring to the floor, including bills proposed by conservative, so to speak, Democrats in the Senate. And he talks with the White House all the time. You don't think this is a concerted effort? You don't think that when Eric Holder comes out with something about race, or no attorney general has ever been treated like this, and no president's ever been treated like this, and then the same day, Barack Obama, you know, 1,000 miles away in another city, gives a race-baiting speech also, you don't think this is coordinated? You don't think this is vibrations that are sent through the web by the head spiders? Think again. As more and more documents come to light, just in this last week, we now have documents that link the IRS scandal to the Treasury Department and to the White House. We now have documents, as we've always knew we would, that link Benghazi directly to the president via Hillary Clinton, and perhaps, who knows who made that order to stand down, Valerie Jarrett, the president's right-hand ear and hand. And we find out that the Justice Department was now involved in the IRS scandal. You know, as Barack Obama called it, a phony scandal, 6 weeks after he stood up and said he was outraged and he had just learned about it. With not a smidgen of criminality, his famous interview with Bill O'Reilly the day of the Super Bowl. The emails that have come to light, putting aside Lois Lerner's pleading the fifth, are absolute proof of criminality. And the criminality reaches to the White House because they accepted private taxpayer information from Lois Lerner, which was illegal for her to give. And these people know the law. Barack Obama has known about every single one of these matters. Stuff just came out on Thursday. that in fact the White House was very involved in the healthcare.gov site. Not the "I didn't know until after a crash" routine, the nonsense we've been fed. They were making policy. They were probably told, based on these emails, if we can get the redactions out of them, as ISA has now demanded, they were probably told there was a security risk that everybody signing up could have all their information stolen. They don't care. They don't care about you. They don't care about any of you. They care about them. They care about their ideology, and they care about their quote-unquote friends. So I want you to think about, who is the spider at the center of the web? Who appointed all these people? The people who make, extend, and exacerbate the policies of the spiders at the center of the web. And then, should we take maybe the one true thing they've said in the last 6 years to heart? Should we judge them by who they associate with? You bet we should. I want you to know that none of this is rogue people running around. None of this is simply agencies out of control. None of this is unknown to the White House. This is orchestrated, planned, initiated, prompted, massaged, and lied about by the White House itself. And the little mini spiders that surround the big ones, center to the web, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Kathleen Sebelius, Eric Holder, the head of the EPA, the head of the IRS, the NSA, another deal that he didn't know anything about. Right, we're gathering all this intelligence, but the commander-in-chief of the armed forces never knew about it. Now, come on. You think about who the spider is at the center of the web. And then think about how we dismantle the web. Several puzzles there. What would you do in your house if you found a spider web in a corner with a big old tarantula in the center? This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side. You have a great Saturday. Have a great week. Think about it.